is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Dozens of diseases, ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia, are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
The following program is for educational and informational purposes only and is not to be construed as medical advice. Please consult a physician of your choice with any health or medical concerns.
It's time now for Healing Our World with Mary Toko.
Mary Toko has spent thousands of hours passionately researching natural health care and is dedicated to sharing her knowledge and wisdom.
If you understand what makes the body work and how to keep it healthy, you can have healthy children.
With over 30 years' experience in educating concerned families, Mary is passionately dedicated to helping save the children of this world.
By just getting that knowledge, they're going to be less fearful and have more information. I raised my 5 children completely outside the medical model.
The voice of hope. The voice of true health.
Nutrition, detoxing, cleansing the body.
A visionary with a mission. Here's your host, Mary Toko.
And welcome to Healing Our World. And yes, it's me. I am back. I know last week I missed, and I, of course, had my co-host Jody do the program for me. And Jody is here with me today as well. How are you doing today, Jody?
I'm doing great. Beautiful weather we got here in Indiana today.
What's it like there?
Oh, it's sunny. It's just beautiful. I think it's just under the 80s degree mark, but it's just beautiful outside today. So it's does wonders for the mood.
Yes, it does. And here in Charleston, South Carolina, we have a warm, I think it's probably almost 90, but it's a little cloudy. But that's okay. We like the cloud once in a while. But I want to, of course, welcome you to the program, Jody. And today you and I are going to be discussing the top 10 toxic foods and also what we call the dirty dozen. So I'm encouraging everybody to get your paper and pencil out. I encourage you to take notes because perhaps some of this is new to you. Perhaps it'll be a refresher course for you. But we're going to talk about this because this program is dedicated to encouraging and empowering people to take responsibility for their health and to take their health back and rebuild their bodies. And our food is fuel for every cell in the body. And how you eat and what you eat will have a direct and profound effect on the quality of life and even determine how long you live. Your food can add years to life, or it can reduce your lifespan and make your life miserable. So really, I want you to take notes if necessary. And Jody is a nutritionist. I am not. I've just been studying natural health and nutrition for many, many years independently and have applied much of what I'm going to talk about today in my own life. And so, Jody, I know that this is one of your favorite topics as you consult with people. How much of your consultation evolves around their diet and their food?
Oh, probably about 80%. Because, I mean, the fuel going into the motor is going to be everything on how the motor is going to perform. It's no different than if you put bad gasoline in your vehicle, okay? So getting people to get away from that mentality that what they put in their body food-wise, you know, it is quick and easy, and advertising just really plays into that scheme of brainwashing us that, you know, spend less time in the kitchen and spend more time playing. Well, how many people are all struggling with no energy? You know, your energy drinks are a billion-dollar industry right now because people are running on empty because the food that they're putting in is empty. and it's affecting their health. It's affecting, you know, the anxiety level, the depression level. I mean, so when you're going to put good quality whole food in your body, you're going to feel the difference. So I agree with you 100%. I mean, the way that you're treating your body and the foods that you're picking are either going to generate vibrant health or it's going to give you that toxic health with all of the other ailments that go with it. So it's a choice.
And absolutely. Now, I will say some people are allergic to foods that many other people can eat. So we're certainly not trying to be doctors here. We're not trying to prescribe anything to you as far as what to eat or what not to eat. We're just sharing information about the top 10 toxic foods that are common in the American diet. And I know that if you're having severe gut problems, maybe you're having that fatigue, it would be a really good idea to get some specialized testing to find out what's going on in that gut. Because if you have a sick digestive system, and if you're not breaking down foods properly, or you're full of yeast and other toxins, you can put the most wonderful food into that body, but it won't be as effective unless you're cleaning yourself out first. So we're not going to talk about detoxing the body, but we will talk about ways that you can eat to promote health on a daily basis. And of course, if you're sick, if you have a degenerative disease or a chronic illness, if you're suffering with chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia or yeast and obesity issues, overweight problems, then you're going to have to go above and beyond what we're talking about today to get your body back into shape. But nonetheless, this will be helpful information for you.
Absolutely.
So, you know, every day we walk this earth, we are either promoting health or by default, we are producing disease. And what we put into our mouth is a very big part of that, along with many other fundamental keys to health. So we're going to cover the top 10, and we're going to start. How about if we start with probably the one that is causing more addiction than anything right now in the diet, and that would be carbohydrates. Carbohydrates are absolutely destroying the health of the people in this country, especially the children. This past weekend, I attended a conference. It was the South Carolina Chiropractic Association conference, and I had the opportunity to sit in and listen to some of the classes, and I heard more research about how carbohydrates are causing, they are the catalyst, the sugars in our body is the number one catalyst for cancer growth. That cancer cells cannot grow without glucose. And when we are consuming a lot of carbohydrates and sugars, we are promoting cancer to grow in the body. So, Jody, would you like to jump in and talk about some of the carbohydrate problems?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's a twofold problem with the carbohydrates because a lot of people are eating their carbohydrates in something that's already been pre-processed, okay? You know, yeah, there are some whole grain breads and stuff made, you know, that you can buy, but typically you need to look at the sweetener that they're using to raise the yeast because in order for yeast to rise in any kind of bread type stuff, sugar has to feed the yeast, no different than in our bodies. There's complex carbohydrates and there's simple carbohydrates. So you need to stay away from anything that's white, white bread, white rice, white potatoes, the whites those are toxic because they've been stripped of anything nutritionally. But we get stuck in a rut, Mary, that, you know, people look at the same grains. There's other grains out there that people are like, I didn't even know that existed, like amaranth, quinoa, millet, buckwheat, even steel cut oats. A lot of people have heard of steel cut oats, but they cook them. You can soak those and eat them raw. They'll be softened, still a little chewy, but you have to get past the mental aspect that it's supposed to be hot because advertising has convinced us that that's supposed to be made as a hot cereal. No, it doesn't have to be. You can grate some apple, throw some cinnamon in there, throw some blueberries in there, you know, some fruit and call it breakfast. It's just going to be room temperature.
Absolutely. And you know, Jody, we grew up as children. You know, I'm in my 50s. And when I grew up, we were taught that the whole grains were the best thing you could put in your body. My mother was one of those unique moms back in the 60s, 70s, even earlier, who would not buy Wonder white bread. She refused to have it in the house. We were the kids who took you know, the peanut butter and jelly sandwich or the bologna sandwich on whole grain, usually 6-8 different grains in our bread. But now the grains that we're eating are not the same grains that we were eating when we were children.
No.
And so I know that we're going to be going into a short break. I encourage you folks to go ahead and get your paper and pen ready, because we're going to talk some specifics here. And I always like to welcome any first listeners. If you're joining me for the first time, both Jody and I want to welcome you to Healing Our World. And when we come back, we're going to hit these the rest of these 10 toxic foods along with the Dirty Dozen. So stay tuned. We want to encourage you to make little changes every day in your life that will help you be a healthier person. We'll be back after this short break from our station.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
That music just puts me in the mood. I love it. This is Healing Your World. And my name is Mary Toko. I am your host, just in case you're just now joining us. And my co-host is Jody Barnett. And by the way, Jody brings some skill to this topic. We are talking about the top 10 foods to avoid. She is an orthomolecular nutritional coach. She basically does consultations for people. So if you are out there, you're struggling, maybe you have some health challenges and you're looking for some support and some encouragement, Jody can help you with that. You can simply call Jody or email her and you can connect with her throughout the week. Jody, why don't you give out your contact information?
The public can reach me on Facebook through Harvested Health. I'm also on Google Plus through Jody Barnett, Harvested Health. And my email is harvestedhealth@gmail.com. And my phone numbers are posted on all of that, so they can call me for a consultation or, you know, schedule an appointment. You do have to pre-schedule the appointments.
Absolutely. But a lot of people need support in this area because changing our eating habits can be very challenging. I know personally there have been times in my life when I've been, you know, I really wanted to make a change in one area. And it does take focus, it takes commitment, it takes time. And especially if you're going from eating fast foods to now shopping and cooking in your own kitchen. And when I say cooking, I don't mean microwaving. I'm talking about turning on your oven and baking something or using your stovetop. You know, one of the problems is when we go out and buy good quality food, the last thing you want to do is nuke your food before you eat it, right?
Yeah.
Just before the break, we are talking about carbohydrates, and I do want to take just a few more moments to talk about it for those people who don't understand what a carbohydrate is. But there are, you know, there's two types, as Jody said. There's complex starchy carbohydrates, and basically the sugar molecules are strung together to form longer, more complex chains. That's why they're called complex carbohydrates. That would include your whole grains, your peas, beans, which are rich in vitamins and minerals and fiber. But the problem with complex starch carbs is they're often refined, and the very refining process is what destroys many of the nutrients, and the good stuff is taken out of them. And then, of course, your simple carbohydrates have a simple molecule structure, are made up of 1 to 2 sugar molecules, and the simplest forms of carbohydrate is glucose. And I mentioned earlier, glucose is the catalyst for developing cancer. Cancer cannot survive and cannot multiply unless it has glucose. So simple sugars are found in foods like sucralose, which is table sugar, bad, bad stuff. Fructose, found in fruit, which is a little bit easier on the body, but still is a sugar, and lactose, which is found in milk. And not all simple carbs are bad, though. Of course, if you're eating fresh fruit, if it's organic, then those are going to be healthier carbs than eating processed sugar. And I know that there's variations of sugar, too. You can have brown sugar, unrefined sugar, sugar in the raw. The bottom line is all of those things affect the pancreas. All of them can be very damaging to the body and promote cancer and diabetes. So if I were, you know, what I try to do, Jody, and I'm not sure if you have any secrets you'd like to share, but I use 2 types of sweeteners if I want to sweeten something. I use stevia, and I use also xylitol, which is, stevia is a plant. It comes from a leaf, and xylitol comes from the birch tree. And so if I do want to sweeten something, if I want to bake something that has a sweetness to it, I use one of those 2 sweeteners. What do you use, Jody?
Yeah, I use those sweeteners a lot as well. I use some sucanat. Now, even stevia, I caution some of my clients because stevia, if you went and you can actually buy the plant. You can pick the leaf, stick it in your mouth, chew it up, and you'll taste it. It's sweet. There is the stevia herb, which when you buy it, it's been dehydrated and ground up into the powder that you would use, okay? It's still green. When you're going to buy stevia that's white, know that it's been refined, and you need to really check your companies and the brands that you're buying because they're adding fillers to that. You know, some of it's got the maltodextrin in there and you know, anti-caking agents and so forth. Then you do have the liquid stevia that's in drops. So, again, you know, as something like that tends to get more popular, you end up getting the food manufacturing companies that always find those back loops to, you know, put more money in their pocket and less product in the actual, you know, product you're purchasing. So, but there is, you know, the hard part with sugars is our taste has become adulterated. In other words, people have gotten used to something having to taste sweet. And there's sugar put into foods that people think are would never have sugar in there. There's sugar in commercial hot dogs. If you read the list of ingredients, they are putting corn syrup in the hot dogs. And of course, these are the junk hot dogs where they're putting all the spare parts and pieces in there and so forth. They got to do something to try and upgrade the taste of because the ingredients are so substandard. But it is just, you know, you really have to, that's a good place to start. Number one is start really looking at your labels before you're spending your hard earned money on something. But, you know, there's the people are getting more aware of the high fructose corn syrup. So they're starting to, pay attention to that, and even manufacturers are getting the hint with that. They're starting to make sure they label their products no high fructose corn syrup, but that still doesn't make their product healthy.
Exactly. Isn't it shocking that we now have commercials on television where two women are walking outside and one says to the other, you know, oh, I don't know if it's Kool-Aid or something, and it contains high fructose corn syrup, but it's healthy. And, you know, they literally have this discussion how, well, some people say it's not good for you. And then they go on to say, but it is. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. So we really are being deceived by the marketing. Yes. And I encourage people to talk to your, if you're at a health food store and you're looking for some of these products, talk to the people who work at the store who are knowledgeable. They can tell you, and I know there's another one out there called Truvia. I've seen it in the grocery stores. It is not stevia.
No, but I would not buy that one. No.
Exactly. It looks real pretty, and it's got the green leaf on it, and it implies that it's the same, but it's not the same. And so, really, you do. We all have to be so careful about what we purchase, from ketchup to mustard to pickles, you know. Everything is so full of chemicals, so do become a label reader. And if you can't understand the name of it, then you probably shouldn't be buying it.
Yeah, that's a pretty good indication to put it back or something's been adulterated in there. But, you know, and real quick, the grains are a big thing because that is the bulk. When I'm consulting with somebody, I find that is the bulk of what's in their diet, from breads to pastas to cereals to, you know, and they're using it, their fillers. They fill you up, but it's not sustaining you. And so, like, when a whole grain has been refined, people need to understand that many of the nutrients, they're literally just sucked right out of it to give it a shelf life. So when they have to take the bran and the germ and remove it, you know, and the fiber, the vitamins, the minerals all get affected by that. Then, so when they're stripped down, these refined grains, they don't have as much fiber or the nutrients. So they send your blood sugar through the roof. And then you have all the other problems that are going on. So, you need to replace those processed grains with more whole grains, but don't feel that all your other whole grains have to be cooked. You can soak them. You can sprout them. You can eat them raw to where you're leaving all those beautiful B vitamins and the nutrients and the enzymes intact. Enzymes are the spark plugs for your life. That's the spark plug of the food for your body to unlock it. You should be doing 80% raw, folks, 20% cooked.
And we're going to take a short station break. Stay tuned, and we'll be back in just a moment.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at StemGevity.com today. That's StemGevity. StemGevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs StemGevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Healing Our World, and my name is Mary Toko, and I am joined by Jody Barnett. We are talking about food today. We're talking about toxic foods. And Jody and I were just discussing on the break that we think this is going to have to be a two-hour program. We're going to get through some of it today, but we're not going to get through all of it. There's just too many important things that we have to say about each one of these categories. And right now we want to just finish up on talking about grains. The problem with grains is that majority of grains today are genetically modified, GMO, and the genetic modification of grains is causing a denaturing of proteins and carbohydrates to the point that the body no longer recognizes them as food. In fact, today when you eat 2 pieces of bread, it is as though you drank, it is as though you ate drank a 12-ounce can of soda. There's so much sugar in whole grain bread now, because it's been modified, that it is just as bad as drinking a 12-ounce can of soda, which if you don't know much about soda, we're going to cover that as well. But the scary thing is that even if you're getting really good quality multi-grain bread at the health food store, you're still most likely getting genetically modified grains. And the immune system creates an inflammatory reaction in response to these denatured foods, which then creates an ideal environment in the body for inflammation and illness. And if you are a person who wakes up in the morning and you're stiff, you have stiff joints in your fingers or your toes or your knees or your back, and you find that you're having stiffness issues, that's probably an inflammation reaction to possibly grains, carbohydrates, or even dairy. But that is an inflammatory process in the body. And I encourage you to get a food allergy test, an IgG food allergy test somewhere to find out if you're eating foods that you're allergic to. But grains are not the healthy food that people think they are, and they should be avoided for optimal health. Is there anything you'd like to add to that, Jody?
Well, basically, you know, try and choose organic when they can. Do them more soaked and raw or sprouted because there are some health benefits in there. And yet, I agree with you with the inflammatory aspect, you know, your body, when you're doing overload and seeing how carbohydrates is a big category for most people when they're eating, it's the bulk of what they're consuming from with each of their meals. So you just have to take and look at your diet, folks, and take the thing that you're eating the most of. If you're having some of those joint issues, inflammatory issues, acid reflux, GERD, all of those are inflammatory, okay? So you need to take the bulk of what you're eating and say, okay, man, I eat this breakfast, lunch, and dinner in some capacity. I got to take this out. See what happens. It's not going to be an instant success. So, you know, changing your diet and so forth, whatever health ailments you've got going on, please don't think you're going to fix this in a week or two when you've spent, some of us, 30 to 50 years eating wrong, because it's not going to happen. It's not going to work that fast.
Okay, a very important part of being healthy are the oils that we put into our body. Our body needs oil. Our brain needs proper oil for proper, you know, brain function. And we do know that there's a huge crisis in this country with the wrong oils that we consume. I guess, Jody, what would you like to just start maybe talking about hydrogenated vegetable oil?
Yeah, basically there's hydrogenated and partially hydrogenated oil, and you know they've been sneaking that into our oils for a long time, but they're really the bad guys. You know, they're trans fatty acids. So that's what's adding to the clogged arteries and helping to make, you know, people fatter and the obesity crisis that we've got going on. That, you know, they're going to bump up your risk of having metabolic syndrome issues. There's healthier monounsaturated fats, and you need to write that down, folks. It needs to be monounsaturated, okay? That's what our olive oil is, but I don't recommend cooking with olive oil. There's good oils, but some of them can take a high heat, and some of them, the molecular structure of the oil is more sensitive to heat. Olive oil is one of those oils. It will convert to trans fatty acid at any heat degree between, you know, that goes over 175 to 200 degrees. And most of what we're cooking is at 350 and up. So keep that as your salad oil, a dipping oil. But oils that are safer to cook with that are still going to maintain that health aspect are going to be your coconut oil, grapeseed oil, safflower, and sunflower oil. Those are really good oils to cook with. Okay? You know, when you've got your other oils like your corn oil, that soybean oil, canola, you know, those are blasted with hydrogen, which is what turns those into a solid and makes them that trans fat, the bad guy. That also helps, believe it or not, with some of those packaged foods to stay fresher a little bit longer, so they've got a shelf life, okay? That's why it doesn't always get that rancid taste like when the natural oil is left alone and you know, you can taste it and smell it. But it's going to interfere and raise those LDL cholesterol levels, your triglycerides. It's going to make your good cholesterol, the HDL, a little harder to compensate. So they add to clots, heart attacks. So you want to avoid those palm oils and those trans fats because they're going to plaque. So that means getting rid of those fried foods, especially the ones that you're getting out. Yeah.
I just want to mention this about French fries. If there's a fast food that I love, it's French fries. And once in a while, I am guilty of indulging, but I just, doing my research, found out that the half-life of the trans fats that you would find in French fries is 51 days. And what that means is after 51 days, only half of the negative effects of this man-made fat had been processed by the body. Mm-hmm. So that means, oh, wow, that for up to 2 months, you could be dealing with the negative effects of that oil from that, you know, order of French fries that you might have had last week. And that's scary to me to think that we just don't realize how destructive these oils are to the body.
Absolutely.
And very scary. Very scary.
And that's why I made the comment about, you know, don't think you're going to fix this overnight, because just what you just said about the French fries, okay, that's from eating one batch of French fries. Now think about the people that are going to have those sometimes 3 to 5 times out of the week. Mm-hmm. And that buildup, that backup that occurs in the system. And it's going to interfere with your metabolic, you know, aspect. And for those that don't understand what that means, it's how fast your body's processing. Your metabolic rate is how fast your motor's functioning. So how fast is your body able to clean house? How fast are your cells able to communicate? You know, that system is predestined by God when the body is formed in infancy, and the foods we put in alter that process. And then we've got all these obese people, or we have people that are desperate to gain weight that can't because their food processor is not processing and they're not getting any nutrients in. It can go both ways.
And vegetable oils cause cellular congestion.
Yes.
Which, you know, can lead to absolutely any health problem, sluggish thinking, foggy brain, malfunctioning brain. And of course, we have only ideas of what it's doing to your heart and the rest of your vascularity system that depends on healthy oils. One thing with cholesterol is people don't realize that it's the healthy oils we eat that keeps our cholesterol in check. When you're eating the bad oils, it's what causes the cholesterol to fall off in our veins and clog up our arteries. Cholesterol is part of the vein and allows the blood to fly through those veins really, really fast with every heartbeat. So when you have cholesterol falling off the inside of your veins, it's because it's not being made properly with the proper fats in the body. So this increases your chances of cancer, heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and any neurotoxic syndrome like chronic fatigue and other serious diseases. So get rid of the old junky oils. Start replacing them with good ones. And again, Jody, you mentioned coconut oil, flax oil, hemp oil, olive oil, sunflower oil, safflower oil are all some of the good ones that we should be consuming.
Grapeseed oil too, yes. There's good oils, and I want to caution people, when you're going to buy those oils, if you're shopping at like a health food store and you're getting some of the better qualities, they will tell you right on the bottle if it is refined or unrefined. You are looking for unrefined. Means it hasn't been played with. Refined means it's cut, it's been processed, they have other oils in there with it. Okay? So you want to stay away from refined oils, period. You want to stick with unrefined. Those are the healthier choices.
Also, glass. Oil in glass.
Glass. Yes,
plastic.
Stay away. Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when we come, we only have a few minutes. We have enough time to cover one or two of these items. But we're going to talk about plastics. And we'll probably cover that on the next program. We're going to talk about the role of plastics in causing health problems as well. So when you buy something in plastic, or you store foods in plastic, or heat them up in the microwave, mm-hmm. you are causing yourself a tremendous amount of harm. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.
dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
We're talking food today. Myself, Mary Tococo, and my co-host, Jody Barnett. And now we're going to talk about conventional meat. Now, I know a lot of my listening audience are vegetarian or vegan, and they believe that nobody should ever eat meat. But I happen to believe that some people need to eat meat. I believe that if you have cancer or some other very, very serious disease, it's good to stay away from all meat for a period of time while detoxing and cleansing. But I happen to be one of these people who do enjoy meat, but I'm very, very selective about the meat that I eat. So there's a saying, and I love this saying, you aren't what you eat, you're what your eating eats. And so if you think about that, if you're eating cow, you know, beef, you have to look at what they're eating because that becomes part of them. And so we're going to talk about conventional meats now, because it used to be where years and years ago the cows would be naturally grazed and raised naturally, eating the grasses of the field, and therefore their meat was healthier. But now that's not what is happening. Jody, why don't you jump in on this discussion?
Yes, you know, there is a big difference to our commercial meat industry than what it is and what it used to be, even when our grandparents, you know, were eating meat. You know, now the animals are caged. They don't want them moving around too much because they want them to get fatter faster. So in the meat, in the animals' grains, they're adding growth enhancers. They're getting all kinds of antibiotic injections, growth hormone injections to again, fatten them up. It is, and they have access to food nonstop. They're doing that with beef, with pork, chicken. It's really, really scary what is going into these animals and then is going on our dinner plate. You know, you're looking at a lot of children who are maturing and physically, getting enhanced at much earlier ages than what a lot of us adults remember when we were growing up. That's all the growth hormones that are in the meats that these kids are being fed.
Some facts about that, not to interrupt you, but it's amazing the way they're raising cows now. They have 7 times more cow infections, which means that they're then thrown on antibiotics, and much of that gets into the milk. And we're going to talk about drinking cow's milk in just a moment, but the hormone that they're putting into the cows is called RBGH. Mm-hmm. And it's a growth hormone. It, like you said, it makes them grow real fast, get real big, and it stimulates the cows to produce 25% more milk. Mm-hmm. So there was a study done where they tested RBGH on rats, and it's amazing. They basically showed how fat these rats got within a very short period of time. It's kind of scary to think that our young daughters who are going through puberty are drinking this liquid poison, and it truly, to me, is liquid poison. I don't know about you, Jody, but I raised my children without any cow's milk. We did not drink cow's milk, and we tried to avoid as much dairy as possible. But then you also look at, like you said, the hormones going into the beef cattle so that they're bigger and weigh more. It's really scary to think that they're allowing us to consume these products in this country.
Well, sure, and then those synthetic hormones, because all of any toxins that the animal is going to carry around with it are going to store in the fat cells, okay? You're not going to buy a roast that doesn't have a nice ripple of fat running through it because you don't want it to taste like shoe leather when you're cooking it. So the toxicity of the animal is going to reside in that fat of the meat that you're eating, just like chicken. You know, I want to point out, you know, you want to buy chicken is one thing that I will not sacrifice. It needs to be organic. Okay, I want to make sure that that chicken has been fed organically. That it, and you got to be careful with free range, because you know they've got restrictions now to where as long as it's got, you know, 12 to 15 feet to roam, they can call that free range. But it's still not near as much exercise as that chicken needs. So, rule of thumb: when you're going to buy your chicken, you want to buy it with the skin on. And you want to look at the fat that's underneath the skin of that chicken. If it's got that real yellow hue to it, it's a sick bird. If the bird was healthy, the fat that's underneath the skin of that chicken should be almost translucent, or you should be able to see the pink color of the meat. Okay? So if it's got all that yellow nastiness looking under the skin of the chicken, walk away from that bird. It wasn't healthy. So I don't compromise on the chicken. It has to be organic, and I always buy it with the skin on. We need some of those healthy fats, and if the animal was fed right, some of that animal fat is going to be healthy for you as well, for proper nerve conduction, digestion, bone and joint health, lubrication in the intestines. The fat is necessary, but it's got to be the right kind.
And as toxic-free as possible. Do you know that the chicken that you get, the Tyson and the other brands, and I hope I don't get in trouble for mentioning brands, but, you know, Tyson Chicken has ads on television saying that they're hormone-free or whatever. Well, the feed that they're giving these chickens is laced with arsenic. It's a form of arsenic called Roxarzone. It's the most common based additive in chicken feed. Almost 75% of commercially raised chickens are contaminated because they are raised on this feed. So you really do have to look. And you know, bovine growth hormone is banned in Europe, Canada, and Japan.
Everywhere but here.
Isn't it? It's sad. It's yes. It's really sad to think that our country is doing this to our youth. It's our parents. We have to be the ones. If we stop consuming and purchasing this garbage food, eventually the pressure will be on them to provide cleaner, better food.
Yeah.
The only
way you can boycott is with your hard-earned money. Don't buy the product. And when the company isn't making their sales, they'll have to pay attention. But, you know, the other meats I want to touch base on before we run out of time here is our processed meats, our bacon, our lunch meat, hot dogs. Those are biggies in our country. And there are two preservatives, sodium nitrates and sodium nitrites, okay? And that they are some of the worst offenders that cause colon cancer and metabolic syndrome issues. It adds to to your risk of being diabetic. So you still, even when it comes to those lunch meats, bacon and so forth like that, if you're going to eat some of that stuff, you need to choose fresh organic meats. Find a local butcher that you can trust and communicate with when buying your meat, because you can, you know, express to them they're going to be a little bit easier to work with, and they want to please their customers. You have more control over what you're getting versus what you're going to get in a meat counter at a local, you know, big chain grocery store and so forth. So, you know, you have to educate yourself and take a little bit more time shopping and control over what you're purchasing.
And I want to caution people, just because your fruit, your cow or your chicken comes from a local region does not guarantee that they're not given artificial feed. And so if you have a local farmer who you know is letting his chickens run free, they're eating the bugs and things that they're supposed to be eating out there, and they're getting good natural foods, that's who you should support. You should support them. And I know personally, I just recently was at this conference, as I mentioned, and it was a local conference, and I found a local farmer who you can literally buy your cow, he'll raise it for you, and he'll process the meat for you, and he guarantees that this cow is all natural. Now, you and I know that the meat's going to taste a little different, and
yes,
it might be a little bit tougher.
Yeah, it might be a little gamier.
Exactly.
The texture of the meat grain is going to be different than what, you know, the standard commercial meat is going to taste like for most people, because it's going to have less fat on it. Anybody that's ever done deer hunting, you know that, you know, the deer meat, the deer doesn't have a lot of fat on it either. So a lot of times if you're going to grind that up for like replacing ground beef and so forth, you definitely have to add oil to that when you're cooking it, because the animal just doesn't have a lot of fat on it because it's eating healthy. So it's the same with grass-fed beef. There's not as much fat rippled in the meat naturally, and that's the way it's supposed to be. So you are going to have to add some of that, but it is going to have a little bit gamier taste. It's going to be a little different, and people need to just prepare for that.
And learn how to cook it maybe
yes,
differently, so it doesn't get so dried out. I know I'm much more picky about my chicken than anything. I don't eat beef very often, but there's such a huge difference between the processed meat, the hormone-laced meat, and clean meat. So we're going to be ending this section of our 10 toxic foods. We've only hit a few, but be sure to join us next week. We're going to cover a lot more. So I want to wish you all a wonderful weekend. Thank you for joining me. And Jody, you have yourself a blessed weekend. And all you fathers out there, happy Father's Day.
Absolutely.
Everybody can be a dad, but not everybody is a father. So do your best to be a good father to your children. Love them unconditional. And God bless you all, and we'll talk to you next weekend.